Yeshaya Perk Mem Tes Pasuk Tes Uli Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel David Ben Avraham Nata, and Bizachus, it should provide a refuah shalema for those who need refuahs and yeshuos. We continue with the vision of the end of days, the tremendous geula that we are all waiting for, Bizman HaMashiach, and the fact, as we already saw in the previous pasuk, that we will feel much more justified once the cruel nations of the world who have hated us, who have kept trying to destroy us, finally admit the truth about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and honor us for being the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize us. Lemar la'asurim tseyu. So, to tell the imprisoned, go out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually reach the point where he takes all of the prisoners and releases them. Now, who is the sayer? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the Mashiach? Is it, Rav Schwab says, the circumstances of the Geula will be such that these words are spoken to the prisoners? Are the prisoners people who are literally imprisoned in jail? Can't leave the lands where they live? Those who are imprisoned in Gullus? And this is a tremendous statement by Rav Schwab. Those who are imprisoned in the Gullus by circumstances of comfort, habit, or livelihood. We are the Asurim. If we are trapped by our own creature comforts and lifestyles. L'asher b'choshech, higalu. To those who are in darkness, reveal yourselves, higalu. We're living in darkness if we think that what we have is more important than who we are supposed to be serving. Maybe people are ashamed of their Jewishness, Rav Schwab says, and are hiding it in the dark. Change your name, stop wearing your yarmulke. People who are hiding from their enemies, Al-Durachim Yir'u, they will graze like sheep who feel safe in public along the roads. Uvachol Shefoyim Mar Isam, and their pasture will be on all of the bare heights, all of the high places, all the summits. So Yir'u, Rabbi Hirsch says, they'll feast on the ways. We can openly worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and practice our religion without mockery, without attacks, without issues from the non-Jews, the Gentile world that hates us. The high places, you don't usually find a lot of pasture. So the fact that we can even eat there where food doesn't normally grow. Transition from Gullus to Eretz Yisrael, undisturbed, Rav Schwab says, by enemies, natural impediments, or other difficulties. A comfortable journey. Not just Al Kanfei Nisharim, but in luxury, in first class. Yud lo yir avu v'lo yitzma'u. They won't be famished. They won't be thirsty. V'lo yakhem sharab v'shamesh. They will not be stricken by the heat or by the sun. I'm recording this in July. Easy to be stricken by the sun. Ki merachamom yenahagim. Because the one who has compassion upon them will lead them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al mabu'e mayim yenahalein. And will guide them along springs of water. Water being Torah, we can openly display our Torah lifestyles without any fear of oppression, of torment, of guilt, of mockery. We can live as Jews proudly and openly without hostility. Yudalav v'samti chol horai ladora. And I will make all of my mountains into roads, smoothing the path. And my highways will be Rome, will be lifted up high. So everything is going to be easy to traverse when we are released from the prison of Gullus. Everything is going to be an easy journey. Some will come from afar. Some will come from the north. Some will come from the west. Some will come from the land of the Sinim, of the Sinites. Me'ara deroma, says Rashi, from the south. Eretz Sin in modern Hebrew means China. I don't know. I mean, that's very far to the east. I think latitude-wise, parts of China are definitely south of Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting they don't say Mizrach. They say from the west, from the north, from the south, but don't mention the Mizrach per se. In any case, Ranu Shamayim Vigili, says Pasuk Yudgimel. Ranu Shamayim Vigili Aret. Heaven sing, earth rejoice. Gila Rina. Right? Ufitzhu Harim Rina. And the mountains will break out into song. Ki Nicham Hashem Amo Va'aniyav Yerachem. Because Hashem has comforted his people and taken mercy on his afflicted ones. Jews from all four corners of the earth are going to encounter each other in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Schwab calls it a symphony of all of creation. And he points out, when Adam committed his first chet, the land turned against him. Arurah Adama Bavurecha Bitzavon Tochalena says in Sefer Bereishis, the earth is cursed because of you, the cursed earth. Not just a comic book with Judge Dredd. The earth was no longer a man's friend. He had to strive with it and wrest his livelihood from it. And if he didn't cultivate it, it would turn into jungles and deserts and work against him. Thorns and thistles. But now, in the Zman HaMashiach, that's going to be reversed. And the Geula is going to be a beautiful thing where all of creation is rejoicing in the humanity and the peace and the godliness of what the human race can become. It's a bracha not just for us, it's a bracha for everybody who was affected by poor Adam HaRishon. And now we start swerving into Haftorah territory, and we will see that as we go along.